Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know, that feeling where life just keeps spinning faster and faster, but you never seem to get anywhere. Yeah, we've all been there. The good news is, finding balance in this crazy, busy world isn't about magically having more time, it's about making the most of what you already have. And trust me, that's a game changer. This podcast is your secret weapon for mastering that balance, because we're going deep into the art of prioritization. It's not just about saying no to things, although sometimes it's necessary. It's about identifying what truly matters and aligning your energy with those things. Now, picture this. You've got a million tasks on your plate, deadlines looming, emails piling up, and your social media feed is screaming for attention. It can feel overwhelming, right? But here's the stoic secret: by focusing on what's truly important, you can actually gain control over the chaos. So, how do we prioritize like a boss? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First things first, identify your core values. What matters most to you in life? Family, friends, health, creativity, learning. Figure that out and let those values be your guiding compass. Everything else should filter through that lens. Imagine trying to build a house without a foundation. It's going to crumble. Your core values are the bedrock of your priorities. Second, learn to say no. This is huge, guys. Saying yes to everything can lead you down a rabbit hole of stress and overwhelm. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone. Think about it like this. Would saying no to that extra commitment free up time for something truly meaningful? Often the answer is yes. Third, break down big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Feeling paralyzed by a huge project? Don't let it take over your entire day. Divide it into bite-sized pieces and tackle them one at a time. You'll be surprised how much momentum you gain when you focus on small victories. Remember, even the biggest mountains are climbed one step at a time. Fourth, schedule your time wisely. Treat your priorities like important appointments. Block out time in your calendar for things that matter, whether it's exercise, creative projects, quality time with loved ones, or simply some quiet reflection. When you schedule it, it becomes a commitment, not just something you hope to squeeze in. Finally, don't be afraid to reassess and adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your priorities might need to shift too. Stay flexible, listen to what your body and mind are telling you, and don't be afraid to make changes along the way. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered executive juggling a demanding job with raising two kids and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. She's constantly running from meeting to meeting, email notifications buzzing like a swarm of bees. Then, she realizes she's neglecting her passion for painting, something that used to bring her immense joy. Feeling drained and disconnected, Sarah decides to take action. She starts by scheduling dedicated painting time in her calendar, just like any important appointment. She also learns to delegate tasks at work and says no to extra commitments that drain her energy. The result? Sarah rediscovers the joy of creating art, feels more balanced and energized, and is a happier, more fulfilled person overall. See? Prioritization isn't just about being efficient, it's about living a more meaningful life. So, what are you waiting for? Start prioritizing today. Take those five key takeaways: identify your values, learn to say no, break down big tasks, schedule your time wisely, and be flexible and make them your own. You've got this. Remember, the world won't slow down just because you need a moment to catch your breath. But by focusing on what truly matters, you can find balance in the midst of the chaos and create a life that is both fulfilling and meaningful. Until next time, keep prioritizing, keep striving, and remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.